James.
We're the number one show.
Okay.
You got a hit show.
We're entertainers.
That's debatable.
What a freak show.
Freak show.
That's more like it.
Are you ready for an exciting and challenging day?
It's showtime.
Morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan.
Hey, would somebody let Tito out?
There you go. It's 25 degrees right now. It's a little after 6 o'clock. Snow ends around noon today. 27 for your high. Busy morning this morning. Of course, what would you do Wednesday? We got Battle of the Burbs. It's just we were in here talking about not changing your oil. I have to tell the story. We were talking about the studios, friends of ours, people that we know who have not changed their oil. I've seen the video. There was one recently came out where they put a carp on a rack. They pull the pin for the oil pan, and it comes out like taffy. They're having to reach up with their fingers and pull the oil out. It had been in there that long. So the first car that I ever got was that I had a Chevy Vega in high school. So my dad would make me show him that I was taking care of it. So we go down. He goes, show me the oil. I'm like, no problem. Pop the hood in the car. Pull it out. Give my little, your paper towel. And you wipe it off. Put it back in there. Pull it back out. Show him. Hold it, like you do when you hold the stick. He goes, that's great. Yeah, yeah. That's the transmission fluid. Like, oh, there's another one? I didn't. I thought I was checking the oil the whole time. He pulls the oil dipstick out, and it's caked on there.
Yeah, I can imagine that conversation.
We had to do a driveway oil change right then. I couldn't drive that car, and he made me do it all on my own.
Well, that's good, though. At least you learned how to do it,
And then he looked inside the car, and I didn't know how much fuses cost, but I didn't have a lot of money when I was 16. So instead of using fuses, I was taking nickels and wedging them in the fuse box if a fuse blew out of my stereo. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Dad looks in, and he's like, pulling these nickels out, going, what are you doing? Like, I don't know how much fuses are. I don't have that kind of money.
You're lucky your car didn't catch on fire.
Yeah, sure, I'm glad I do a automotive page here for the radio station. Nothing says credibility like no oil and nickels.
Car hacks with Big Jim O'Brien. What not to do.
But it was funny, though. Every one of us knows somebody that has completely run the oil out in their car. That's crazy to me. There's lights now. I mean, bang, we'll let you do it.
Back in the day, though, there wasn't. It was like you'd have to remember and you'd have to write the mileage down on a piece.
Little journal thing,
yep,
with the sticker.
And then go, all right, am I close to 5,000 or whatever it is? Oh, right. I guess it's time, because the cars didn't remind you then.
I've told everybody that we were saying the easiest way to remember is if your car looks like a Saturn V rocket when you're going down the road, you're fine. You're fine. It's either oil or a head gasket. So, all right. 6:04. What's coming up in sports?
Lots of college hoops last night, and did the Wings get a win in Nashville?
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
I gotta let the machine get it. Bye.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
Call or text 248-398-WCS.
CSX Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. 6:23, 24 degrees right now. Snow ends around noon. 27 for an high. Any issues on the road, Aaron?
Actually, we do have one major problem right now, and it's down towards the border of Ohio. There has been an overturned semi there that they're trying to get out of the way. So that's about 5 miles north of the border, 75 right there at Erie. And then we just picked up a new problem as well, northbound I-275 at 6 Mile.
Okay, a lot of concerns over the weekend about Ozzy Osbourne. We had heard rumors and different things, and it was hard to find out what was real because it was coming from the Mirror and some of the tabloids in the UK that Ozzy was in intensive care and he wasn't, and he had the flu and he didn't, and he was on an intubator. Remember, we were trying to figure out what was real and what wasn't. Well, now we know, because Sharon Osbourne was on the talk yesterday, the show that she does. And here's Sharon explaining the status on Ozzy.
He's doing great. He's out of ICU. Yay! He's doing good. He's breathing on his own. He's got one of those machines with that little thing in that make go up to the top, and he's doing good. He really is. And I just want to say a huge thank you to everybody that has reached out with good wishes. He's overcome by the response that he's had, and it just makes him, it's kind of bittersweet because he's so overwhelmed with it, but he's sad too. Yeah.
So now we know he was in intensive care. Unless I'm listening to that wrong, He was intubated. They had him on a breathing machine, right?
It was really bad.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that says so. Everything, the rumors we had all heard were true, but he's doing better now.
Amen.
Yeah. So there's talk, too, that I know he said that they when he gets better, they're going to go back on the road. He was going to open for Judas Priest.
Well, yeah, because he had, because Black Sabbath was, not Black Sabbath, but he was doing a tour of the UK.
Right.
And then they canceled it like 2 weeks ago because he got under the weather.
So here's a question for Ozzy fans. If Ozzy comes out on stage and sings with an intubator, does he sound the same? With a thing down his throat? Would he sound the same when he's talking? How would you know?
You would know.
No, I don't think you would.
You can't understand him when he talks.
That's what I'm saying.
But you can understand him when he sings.
He comes out intubated and just like, see? Just stick a pencil in your mouth. You could do Ozzy and want an intubated Ozzy. Could be a character on the show. You don't think so?
No.
It works. CSX, welcome to the Big Jim's House, 634. 24 degrees, snow ends around lunchtime, 27 for high. Issues on the road, Aaron?
Yeah, it looks like we have a squall moving through because all of a sudden a bunch of problems just popped up. Eastbound I-96 after exit 46, which is M6, you have the left lane blocked there. We also just picked up a new problem. Southbound 75 at Rochester Road, that's in the right lane. And northbound I-275 just after Eureka, all of the whole left side is just blocked.
Okay.
It's Big Jim's House. What would you do Wednesday?
What would you do?
What would you do the day before Valentine's Day? First of all, this guy is pretty presented us this, but let's go ahead and set the table for everybody, Aaron.
We got an email that says, I've been dating this girl for 4 months and I want to dump her. I was going to do it today, but my friends say it's mean because tomorrow was Valentine's Day and she has something special planned. So, should I just dump her now or fake it through her day of love? What would you do?
248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Call or text. What do you do if you're this guy? The fact that she's planned something, you got to hang in there. That's my opinion. You're an even bigger jerk if you dump her now. If she's planned something special, you can't. You can't. You got to hang in there for at least a good couple more days. You can't do that. And how do you know that she's not dumping you tomorrow?
Because apparently it's a day of love.
I know people have broken up on Valentine's Day. I know I have a couple friends who have busted up on Valentine's Day.
Oof.
Over what did or didn't happen on Valentine's Day.
Well, that's normally the case, though.
Yeah, okay, I'm not going to go down that road. I'm not doing that because it's a one-way conversation. Guys get blasted for what we don't do on Valentine's Day. Has a woman ever been put on blast by her boyfriend for what she didn't do on Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah.
Day? Oh, shenanigans.
I had a friend, and this is
I want to talk to him.
True story. He planned this romantic scavenger hunt thing for her, got her all this stuff. She didn't even give him a damn card.
And he dumped her over that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And we all got on her, too, like, wow, that was not.
That is the one. Cool. I've never heard of that. Good on him for doing that. I mean, horrible that it happened that way. But, yeah, man, I don't know. You're dating for 4 months, too. So there's some level of commitment to this, right? I mean, you're dating, and I would assume, you know, that there's some exclusivity here as well. So are you going to dump this person or not?
Not the day before Valentine's Day. No, I would suck it up and go have a day of love and then wait till like Monday.
Right? You have it mapped out?
Yeah. Wait till, you know, get through the weekend and stuff and you know, then be like, listen.
What would be better? Ed said, be better to dump her now, better in the long run.
Well, you know what? For me, the word dump, I don't like anyhow. I prefer that you say end the relationship or break up with someone because that just sounds harsh to me.
So it's short for dump her like a bad habit. That's, no, you can't. I don't know, man.
Or you go to Valentine's Day with those conversation hearts and it spells out, I am breaking up.
No. Maybe. You could do that. Oh, God. No, you can't. She's already planned this out. You have to stick with her through Valentine's Day. You're a horrible person if you dump her the day before Valentine's Day.
Do you get her gift?
Yeah. Again, you just described what the gift was.
The conversation.
We're breaking up after we have sex. It'll actually be right there on the things.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX, Big Jim's house, 649, 24 degrees. We're all a bunch of 12-year-olds in the studio this morning. Hey, Westminster Dog Show, wrestling, NASCAR. That's where we're all, none of us have a date tomorrow night.
It's still real.
It's still real, man. All right, so what would you do Wednesday? We've been talking about this here in the studio. Aaron, it was an email that we got actually this morning. We kind of had to pivot and change it. What'd the guy say again?
Okay, so he's been seeing this girl for 4 months, and he wanted to break up with her today. And his friends are like, no, dude, that's really mean because tomorrow's Valentine's Day. And apparently they're all like mutual friends. And she told some of the friends that she has something special planned for Valentine's Day for him. So he's asking the question, should I still break up with her now or just fake it through her day of love?
Okay, should the guy fake it is the question. No way. Anyway, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279.
The other way around.
Is it? Oh, is it? Oh. What are we talking about?
Bopping squiddle.
Okay, there it is. 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. Call, text. There's also text messages coming in as well. A couple of them, Aaron.
Olga says, I would break up with her before Valentine's Day. Conrad says, be honest and break up now. Don't add insult to injury. Debbie says, quit stringing her along just because it's going to be Valentine's Day. Man up and be honest, but don't be like, bloop, about it when you do it.
Well, he wants to break up. It's his friends who are telling him don't do it. Okay, is this cheesy slash sleazy? If he approaches her and says, hey, look, I don't want to go into Valentine's Day, lead you along. I'm willing to pay for whatever you had already put out to have plan your Valentine's Day.
I think that's the honorable thing to do, especially if she spent some serious coin.
Right. Maybe that's a way. I mean, because how much does it cost?
Bopping squiddles.
Who knows? It's expensive. Right.
If she did like a whole thing and had like gifts and all kinds of stuff and had something special planned, it's probably like $200. That's a lot of money.
Well, I've done the expensive Valentine's Day thing. Ryan, you were complaining about this, or at least you came in the studio. You were talking about this. You went through something kind of similar around Christmas.
Yeah, and we've talked about this before, but the girl I was dating, we broke up, and then I really wanted to get back together with her, so we did. But she did this exact thing to me where she waited for Christmas, and I gave her a really cool gift, and then, like, 2 days after, ended it. So I was on the other end of this, and it was horrible, and I was pissed that I paid, you know, a couple $100 for a cool gift, and then she got me a poster.
Did you know she was going to break up with you?
No, I knew I was in a rocky situation because of the way I broke up with her.
Right.
So I knew there was maybe a 50-50 chance that it was going to work the second time.
Oh, wait a minute. But, so you had already broken up with her once and then got back together.
Yeah, like a couple months before that.
You're out.
Well,
that's payback, man.
No, you can't do that, though. You can't give somebody a poster and then get like a $300 Tiffany bracelet or something.
I mean, it was a pretty cool poster, but
hey, if it's the Farrah Fawcett bikini poster, I'm happy for Valentine's Day or Christmas or Easter or whenever, right? The one, just put it on the ceiling. You'll be fine.
Wow.
What?
Did you really just dive back to 1978?
Bopping squiddles.
You're damn right. You're damn right I did. 248-398-WCSX. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 7:08. Snow ends around noon today, 27 degrees for a high. It's 24 right now. Hit and miss on the road this morning with snow. Some areas did not have any snow on the road, but we had a lot of problems today, Aaron.
The big one right now is north and southbound I-275 at Northline Road overpass between Eureka Road and 94. Northbound I-275 traffic's only using the right lanes, and there's a huge backup out by the airport because a truck has tipped on its side in the median there.
Oops.
So, yeah, I'm looking at just gridlock. So if you're in that area, allow yourself some extra time. Also, southbound 75, couple crashes there. If you're coming in from your neck of the woods, Jim, Rochester, there's one at Rochester and one at Maple.
Okay, a lot going on the roads, obviously. Now, 7:09, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Angie in the other room there this morning. Yesterday, this time of day, we were talking about Bob Seger. There was a post that came out from Bob Seger on his Facebook page yesterday. Or on Monday, excuse me, that said, more dates coming this week. We're excited to be in Fresno. East Coast dates.
But no mention at all about
the Motor City.
Exactly.
Now, we would be stupid, I think, as a show. We're all sitting here knowing he's going to play Detroit. We know that. Right? He has to. It's a given. There were people yesterday on our Facebook page going, what if he doesn't play Detroit? He has to play Detroit. He's going to play Detroit. He's got to play Detroit. It's Bob. However, what we've been thinking about as a show is maybe showing Punch and the people at Seeger's office here in town how much we want to know about the Detroit date now. Show our support. So.
Or apply pressure.
See, no, that's good, though. That's good cop, bad cop. That's what we're kind of doing here. It's a little bit like, you know, I'm sitting there going,
say it that nice,
Bob,
too.
We love you. We love you guys. We love everybody there. We really love you guys. And Aaron's like, can we get a damn Detroit
date?
Well,
pretty much. I have to plan out my summer concerts.
If they're announcing every other date in the country, if they're doing a whole bunch of East Coast ones, and as far as we know, there's no Detroit date. So we've come up with a silly idea. What was the movie yesterday? We found out from the listeners. The name of the movie was
Airheads.
Okay. And also FM. In theory, we could lock the door this morning and just take over and do nothing but Seeger music. In theory.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically. We're doing the air quotes here.
Air quotes.
I've come up with a name for it, by the way, driving in this morning.
What?
248-398-WCSX, if you like this idea, if you think we're just being crazy with this. Seeger shutdown. Huh? Seeger.
Nice.
Or call it our Seeger shutdown. So what we would have to do is, you have Jolene's number?
Yeah.
Okay, you have to, if we're going to do this, you got to let her know, because I don't want her mad at me. And Dahmer doesn't wake up till noon, so I'm not worried about that. We can talk to Dave, and JT's out of town. So we got all the Seeger music in the library right over there, right? We've done 24 hours of Seeger, so we have the music here. We know that.
Right, just tell Julie not to come in.
Oh, you make it sound so simple. Hey, don't come into work today. Then we'll lock the door. Do we lock the door or ask for permission?
No, we got to lock the door because... Yeah, we're going to be in some...
Okay, so we got a name. I say it's to show our support so we can get a Detroit date, Aaron says, so we can apply gentle pressure to the fine folks in Seeger's management company to give us a Detroit date. And Ryan has to be the bad cop who calls everybody and tells them don't come in.
That's all right. Jolene likes me enough. She won't be mad at me.
You sure?
I think so.
All right, 248-398-WCSX. What do you guys think? I brought my clothes. I even brought my MyPillow. You saw I've got a whole bag in the office. I have a go bag.
He
I'm ready to go.
This is my pillow.
Just
he
like
got
the,
to bring
just like
my
the Navy SEALs, I have my go bag and a my pillow. That's what they take with them when they go everywhere. It's true. Kinda. But no, I can do this. Can you guys do this?
Me, yeah. I have an extra pack of Marlboros and
yeah, really. Yeah. It's like working with Sam Elliott every morning.
Yeah, I was gonna go out there and do that. That'd be good. We're only here for 24 hours.
Jim comes with a pillow. I'm like, Kimmy McChickens and Marlboro Red.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I just got to feed me. Feed me, and I'll be good.
Yeah. All right. So, are we in agreement?
I'm okay with that. I don't have anything else planned. You know, it's just a typical Wednesday.
Right. All right. Are we doing it?
Let's do it.
Okay. Okay, let's get Aaron's agreement.
I don't go out there and do that.
It's always easy to match Big Jim's house.
It's lemony, peppery, and it really hits the spot.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX, Big Jim's house, 723, 24 degrees right now. Snow ends around lunchtime, 27 for a high. On the road, there's definitely been some issues popping up. A couple of headlines this morning, Aaron.
Big one, northbound and southbound on 275 at the north line overpass between Eureka and 94. There's a truck that tipped on its side in the median there. So northbound, I-275 is only using the right lanes, and there's a huge backup there. And then also... earlier problem, southbound 75. I thought they were going to clear it. Nope, not the case. That's at Rochester. And then a little further down, there's a bunch of people changing tires because guess what?
Potholes?
Yep.
Okay, come on, Gretchen. You talked about it last night. Fix the potholes. 724, Big Jim's house again. Thanks so much for joining us. We've been talking about this idea. We want to show our support. Aaron wants us to just kind of, you know, prod Bob. What was your, you want to... not intimidate Bob Seeger's people. What was the word you were using before?
I don't remember.
You want to motivate them. You want to, Aaron's kind of the tough guy of the show. She wants to kind of just get in their head a little bit. So the idea was, we do not have Detroit dates for Bob Seeger's tour. We know he's going to play the Motor City, obviously. We do not. Even the latest round of the press release they sent out on Monday or the little note on Facebook said East Coast dates. Never mention the Motor City. So the idea was our Seeger shutdown. We would actually take over the radio station today. We've brought all our spare clothes and, you know, everything we need. Then we would just lock the door. We've been kicking around the idea. We all talked about it. We're all on board with this, right? We're all on board. We're all on board. Aaron, you're on board?
I'm on board.
Okay. We've been getting some text messages. Any suggestions from our listeners?
Yeah, Debbie from Royal Oak says, lock the doors, play Seeger music, and let's get the Detroit dates ASAP. She agrees with me that she wants to get her summer concert dates scheduled.
Yeah, we need to know. Everybody maps this stuff out. Somebody else told us don't do it.
Tim, though, says, don't do it because the way things are going nowadays, you guys might get fired, and I think you're awesome. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim, and thanks for scaring the hell out of us. It's Renee, is that right? Renee, hi, go ahead.
Yeah, I think instead of calling the Seeger Shakedown, or Shutdown, call it the Seeger Shakedown.
The Seeger Shakedown. Okay, that's a good one, too. I like that one. The Seeger Shakedown. All right, the Seeger.
He's even got a song on it, too.
Ooh, okay.
I think that's awesome, Renee. Ooh. That's a great suggestion.
I like that, man. You're awesome, dude. All right, well, we're going to, we got to go get Aaron some more McChickens so we can do this. So we'll load up Marlboros. I don't have those, both of those in the vending machine here. So
they should.
All right, Renee, thanks for the suggestion. Have a good morning, man.
You too, guys.
There he goes. Like that name, the Seeger Shakedown. Ryan, you have to call Jolene, like, now and let her know. I don't want her coming in here and we have the door locked.
Although it could be kind of fun.
It would be fun.
No, stop it. Go get your Marlboros.
CSX Big Jim's House, 733. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 24 degrees. Snow ends around noon, 27 for a high. We got some squalls here in Oak Park. And I just saw that tractor you were talking about on the road, Aaron. One of the problems. Where is that at?
Okay, so northbound, southbound I-275 at Northline Road, the overpass between Eureka and 94. A truck tipped on its side there in the median. So northbound I-275 traffic only squeaking by there, and there's a huge backup in that area. That's the major problem this morning.
Chuck E. Cheese, the story came out, and there's a guy named Shane Dawson who's a big YouTube star. So he has this conspiracy theory. We were talking about it in the studio before the show this morning. His theory is that Chuck E. Cheese reuses uneaten pizza. Hold on, I'm going to get to ask you 243-98-WCSX if you guys think there's any validity to this. But here's a little bit of the clip. We have this posted, right? This whole thing's up there. What's the keyword for that?
That would be pizza.
That would make sense. Oh, yeah.
There's a theory that if somebody at Chuck E. Cheese doesn't finish their whole pizza and there's like a few pieces left, the employee will take that to the back, take those pieces off the tray, and form a new pizza with all the other leftovers.
Whoa.
And then reheat it and serve it to a new customer. Every piece is a different size.
That piece is longer than that piece, which is shorter than that piece. These pieces in the back are shorter than those pieces. And none of the pepperonis,
oh man,
line up.
I mean, if that's true, yeah, that would be probably illegal to do.
I think we've proven that these two halves were never together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when you watch the video, okay, do you see that pizza come around? I'm telling you, man.
Is this every Chuck E. Cheese or just that particular Chuck E. Cheese that
well,
they want?
Chuck E. Cheese very, very adamantly denies this. Said, this is crazy. No, this is Looney Tunes.
Because I can't imagine there would be an actual job description for somebody, and your job is to just take pizza slices and try to fit them back together.
Like, put them back together,
that's what you do all day.
Ryan, you seem to be buying it, our producer Ryan, this morning.
When you watch that video, and one of the things Chuck E. Cheese says is that they make all of their dough from scratch in-house, so that's why it looks deformed sometimes, but there's a difference between the crust being different sizes and it being, you can tell where hand, you know, prints were in it. But these are, the pieces are literally 2 inches shorter than the rest of the pizza.
Well, I think what they're saying is like the pizza gets deformed when you do fresh dough. And I did cook pizza a little bit in high school. I mean, when you roll it out in there, when you know, put it on the pan and stuff, but I don't know.
Right. But you don't push it in towards the center of the rest of the dough. And that's what these look like.
I can't believe they would do that.
And the pepperoni.
I can't believe that.
If you're the person who makes pizzas at this place, you have an exact way you're putting on the pepperonis every time. I can guarantee it.
248-398-WCSX. Is there anything in a restaurant where they reuse stuff like that? I've heard like tortilla chips maybe in a Mexican restaurant or
yeah, I've heard that
breadsticks. They'll put them back in a thing and bring them back out, rolls and stuff like that.
I doubt it.
They don't. You know, I.
That's just screams like health code violations. Here, let me shut down your restaurant.
Well.
If the people don't eat it, is it really that big of a deal?
Yes.
It's leftover pizza.
You wouldn't have a problem with it?
I mean,
okay,
I'm
kind hold on then. Here's a question. So you're at a pizza joint. They come and go, look, we can give you a whole pepperoni pizza for $8. Or we've put together a pre-owned pizza for $4, just the pieces from the other one. Ryan, would you consider the $4 pizza?
If it was still warm. I was also the king in East Lansing of the late night 50-cent pieces of pizza that have been left there all day. Yeah. So
this is the king of the 1 hour and 36 second rule over here. Do you eat food off the floor?
No. No, I'm like weird with germs and stuff, but I don't see a big deal. As long as the people don't touch it, I mean, you're not going to know if they do or not, but okay.
Hold on. You're at the kiddie casino with a bunch of snotty 6-year-olds who have been running around all day and have all kinds of weird things on their hands. What are the chances that pizza did not get touched?
Well, it's not a good chance, but you also go, if you go to like a party with your friend's birthday party and there's leftover pizza, you take that home and you're fine with it. And people have been touching that same pizza box all day.
But you know those people.
Right.
Yeah, so they could still be sick.
Actually, based on Ryan's friends, you're probably better off at Chuck E. Cheese.
Valid point.
Right? Is that true?
I've never been in Chuck E. Cheese. I tried to go, but I didn't have a kid and they wouldn't let me in.
You can go in without a kid to Chuck E. Cheese, can't you?
When I was in high school, they would not let us. The one in Novi would not let us.
Well.
Wait a minute. So you've been kicked out of a casino in Canada, and then you've been banned from a Chuck E. Cheese in Novi?
Well, we just asked to go. We wanted to go to Chuck E. Cheese to play all the arcade games. And then they wouldn't let us in because we didn't have any kids.
There's more to this.
There's more to this.
East side, west side, downriver. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
For some Red Wing tickets. Original six matchup with the Flyers. Got our players ready to go?
Yep.
Ready to go.
Woo. All right. We have Joe representing the east side, Mike the west side, Mary downriver. Joe, if you know the answer, you will yell out east. Mike, you'll yell out west. Mary, you'll yell out down. Do not answer until you're called upon and make sure you're extra loud so everyone can hear you, okay?
Okay.
Okie dokie. All right. I love that.
Okie dokie. All right. Good luck to Woody, apparently playing for Toy Story.
Hey, I say that all the time.
Okie dokie, artichokey.
Question number one. Here we go. A wire fox terrier named King was crowned best in show last night at this famous dog show.
East.
Go ahead, Joe.
Westminster.
Nice. Lovely. Westminster. Westminster Dog Show. Question number two. A new movie coming out called Yesterday imagines the world without this Fab Four, also known as this band.
East.
West. East.
Joe for the win.
Do it, Joe.
The Beatles.
All right.
They played in Westminster. Congratulations, dude. You're going to see the Wings on Sunday night with the Flyers, man.
Fantastic.
Mike and Mary, you just got freight trained. Thanks for playing,
though. Yeah, we did.
Wow. Joe is on fire. All right. Good job there. Joe, you got to give us our east side, buddy.
East side.
Nice job, east side. Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
Hi, it's Big Jim. 46 pounds in a little over a month. It's been with Dr. Stanley and Ideal You. And I want you and we want you to have a new year and a new you. So today is the day. Text us 248-398-WCSX. Keyword is Ideal, I-D-E-A-L. What we're going to do is we're going to put five people in the program free for 4 weeks so you can actually experience it. And all the information you need, if you're thinking about Ideal You, I'm telling you, man, you can do this. It'll change your life. I put a picture up earlier. Aaron, I took the belt off. It's 8 buttonholes, what do you call it, in your belt?
Notches?
Notches, yeah. It went in 8 notches so far.
That's awesome.
I don't have no idea how long that is, but yeah, 8 inches. All I know is I did laundry yesterday, a pair of jeans that I used to wear, like they were the only pair that fit me at one point. I'll bring those in. They're like 3 inches too big now. I put them on. They look like clown pants, man. You can do this. I'm telling you, Dr. Stanley is the way to go. Call 1-800-IDEAL-YOU. Get your full body consultation with Dr. Stanley for just $29. Now, that's where you start. They'll learn everything about your body, how it turns into a fat burning machine. Remember that. It's going to take the fat in your body and you're going to get all this fuel. You're not going to be hungry. You're not going to be tired with Ideal You. That's what my body's doing right now. It's running off its own fat. Still plenty there, man, but we're getting there one day at a time. So body composition analysis normally costs $100. You tell them you heard about Ideal You right here on CSX from Big Jim O'Brien and you'll get it for $29. All right. Or text us. Ideal will get you all the information. Call them 1-800-IDEAL-YOU right now. It's going. It's working day by day. If I can do it, I know you can. Results vary based on physical health and adherence to program. No weight loss guarantees are provided or implied. CSX Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Angie this morning. Thanks for the calls, the text messages. Just put a bow on the show this morning. What would you do Wednesday? The breakup, the guy wants to break up the day before Valentine's Day.
And his friends were advising him not to do it because the girl had something special planned for Valentine's Day. So he didn't know what to do. And the general consensus is that he should just break up with her today and rip off the Band-Aid, because using somebody for a holiday to get gifts and surprises is not cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were saying, like, it maybe offer, like, explain to her, like, look, I know you've spent, you've planned this out. I don't know. It's still, is it insensitive to offer to pay or not?
Well, it depends on if she spent a bunch of money. I think that's the right thing to do, but I'm sure that whole conversation's going to be awkward anyhow.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah.
With a lot of tissues and crying, because it's obvious, you know.
Oh, no, you text her. You don't do that in person.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't
really?
Do that? You text FaceTime. You do FaceTime one?
No.
Carrier pigeon?
No.
Uber?
No.
Dump Dash. That's my new thing. Instead of DoorDash, Dump Dash. Somebody walks. Yeah, Rick wants to break up with you. You don't think that would be a thing?
There's actually a phone service that'll do that for you.
See?
You can pay them to call and break up with people on your behalf. But
hey, all we got to do is get on Shark Tank, man. I know we can win over Mark Cuban this time.
That's wrong.
Do we have someone to say hi to, the City of the Week one here?
We do have a City of the Week, and that would be Port Huron. So we want to say hello to the Carnegie Center Museum on 6th Street in Port Huron. Veronica listens to us there, so thank you so much. Jim, I have a confession before we go.
Yeah.
Cats are better than dogs just for today.
Oh, I won with the terrier thing. That's right, at Westminster.
You forgot all about it. You had a wager with Tito Santana, my 2-pound chihuahua, because he chose the non-sporting group for the 143rd Westminster Clan Out Club Dog Show.
Yeah.
And you chose terrier. And the best in show last night was a wire fox terrier named King.
Okay.
So you win. I'm working on getting Tito's cat costume, which we will.
Okay, I could be a jerk here, but I'm not going to. Here's why.
Okay.
Because it was double or nothing,
mm-hmm.
Nothing means double or nothing. I would have had it in twice or nothing. You don't have to do that. Nothing means we're back to level. But I appreciate you finally acknowledging the cats are better than dogs.
Just for today. And the only reason this happened, though, you understand that there was a giant scandal at the dog show, and that's the only reason that this happened.
That's what you're going with still?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, it was pretty cool.
The scandal. The scandal!
Nope, we're not done. It's normal when we would play our bye-bye music, say Julian's coming in next.
Should I go lock the door now?
No, we'll do it right at 10, to be fair. We said we'd do it right at 10 o'clock. We got a couple minutes here.
Yeah, but no, that gives management time to come run down the hallway.
Go for it.
All right, hang on.
Do it. We're going to do it. Our Seeger shutdown. We've heard about all these concert dates being announced for Bob, the thing that
done.
Posted up on Monday. Okay, we got that. No Detroit dates. They're talking about East Coast dates. So we want to raise some awareness. We want everyone to. We seriously do not know about the Bob Seeger dates in the Motor City. You know he's going to play, but we don't know where. We don't know when. So maybe by showing our love once again, like Bob Seeger Boulevard and everything else, this will motivate the Seeger people to give us the dates so we can give them to you. So 10 a.m., nothing but music from
Bob Seeger. Oh, no.
What?
Someone's coming down the hallway already.
It can't be our GM, Mac.
I don't know. I locked the door.
All right. Well, all right. Well, we'll be back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.